Father, we come in your presence tonight and we're so thankful that your wisdom and your discernment have blessed us through these times. We're here tonight, far and abroad, all over the world. And we thank you that your word will go forth and that when we leave this place, we'll be better off than when we came. We trust the Holy Spirit to teach us the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're dealing with part two of Do You Have Faith for Health? Do you have faith for health? Now, automatically, one would hurriedly, a Christian would hurriedly answer me and say, yes, I have faith for health. But faith comes by hearing. Yes, and you have not heard enough teaching on health. And so here's a lineup I want to give you prior to going to scriptures and principles. Health, healing, hospice, hurting, and the hole, H-O-L-E, grave. I want you to think about that. Now, health is number one. Healing is number two. Now, I'm going to give you a third one now. The third one you're very familiar with, treatment. Treatment is number three. Now, from the scriptures and from the lesson that I'm going to teach you tonight, you're going to have to move beyond having your faith in treatment. The Lord designed for you to have health. Now, whatever you're dealing, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. But hear what I'm saying. Turn to Romans 10, 17. I want to walk you through some things before I go to my text. Because I don't think we fully developed these scriptures over the year. And this apostolic mantle is seeing scriptures different. Here in Romans 10, 17, now, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We all probably know that scripture. But I think that scripture, we've been robbed in that scripture because hearing, when you talk about hearing God, you're talking about hearing his voice. Then in John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice. When you hear his voice, you're not just hearing, you're seeing and understanding. You're in another dimension of life when you really hear his voice. Hearing his voice is not a outside factor. It's an inside factor. It's when you hear his voice, your faith step into another realm. Your faith step into revelation and insight and understanding. That's another factor that we got to see. Faith don't only, when you say you hear God's voice, when God speaks, you see something. Now look at Hebrews 11 and 1, because you're going to have to be here with me, because we're not talking about faith. If we stay on faith on our same level, we're not going to be able to go with the revelation that God is teaching us. All right? So now you know that your faith is hearing, seeing, and understanding. Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Or your faith is receiving, perceiving, and conceiving. Your faith has a reception. You got it? In that reception, you go to a degree in the spirit of a perception, and then conception take place. Yes, sir. You see, faith supposed to make you pregnant. Yes, sir. With what you're believing for. Yes, sir. And so it don't matter what you are. Yes, sir. Cause you're not looking at that. Yes, sir. See. So if we tie faith down to just hearing something, than not knowing that in God voice is hearing, seeing, and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Then you're ready to act. So I believe that the body of Christ been to a dimension of faith that wasn't full.
Yes, sir.
Then Hebrews 11:1 now, it says that faith sees. I want you to look at two verses. I'm not to my text yet. I want you to look at two verses. Hebrews 11:1. And I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 4. And I think the last verse in 2 Corinthians 4. Because when I ask you, where's your faith for help? If you're not there, whatever I preach, you're not going to be able to receive it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to make a word. I'm going to make a statement now. This church is going to begin to operate in apostolic faith.
Yes, sir.
Each member, each one connected, each one online, each one connected. Apostolic faith is the highest faith you can go. It's over the spiritual government of the kingdom. All right. Now, you see, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How you do that?
Faith.
Thank you, sir. Faith understood properly. Faith is not just hearing a voice. Faith is seen in another dimension. And faith is understanding things not looking right, but it's going to come out right. Are you following me? Come on now, we got to go, we got to move. We got to move, because Satan is moving.
Yes, sir.
And this scenario taught me something. I spent a lot of time praying during this time, and you one place, I'm somewhere else, but we were together in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to be built. You did a good job thus far, but you're going to be greater the next time.
Yes, sir.
See, you're gonna be hearing, seeing, and understanding. Watch me in another dimension. No matter what the news say, no matter what nobody else say, you're gonna know. You're gonna be in a higher position. All right. Now, while we look not at the things that are seen, the things that are not seen. Look at it right there. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. How you do it by faith? But the things which are not seen, well, seen, are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yes, sir.
Your right for health is eternal.
Yes, sir.
And so now you're skipping the hurting. Some people live hurting. People live and they just wait. And they hurt. And they hurt and they hurt. No, that's not right. Pain may come, but pain must go. When you know you're right. Now, hearing, seeing. Now, look in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. See, can we come to an understanding here about faith? Hebrews 11, verse 3. The whole package of faith. For a long time, we've been trying to operate in faith. But when you hear the voice of God, all those things come. Hearing at another dimension. I'm going to prove something to you in a few minutes. And you're going to, and your faith going to move.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you something in a few minutes. Your faith going to move. But here, through faith, we understand now. Through faith, we understand.
Yes, sir.
So it's not just hearing.
Yes,
it's understanding something.
Yes, sir.
It's understanding what I'm looking at and what I'm feeling don't run me.
Yes,
I run it.
Yes, sir.
By believing God, trusting God, and knowing that God can do something about it.
Yes, sir.
So he said, through faith we understand that the world will frame, here we go, yeah, frame your health.
Yes, sir.
Frame your health. That the world was framed by the word of God. If the world was framed by the word of God, my God, my health can be framed by the word of God. Are you following me?
Yes,
framed by the word of God, that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. So you're in another category. All right. Now, So that voice let us know that, give us an understanding that we are designed to take God's word and frame beyond men comprehension.
Yes, sir.
If you're really operating in the word, you're operating at another dimension. And I say it, I think, in prayer, dimension brings on dominion. And so your health has been hidden with just teaching about healing. Your health has been hidden just depending on treatments. Treatment is health first, healing, then treatment. The treatment that the doctors have given us, thank God for them, but the treatment has not, don't support to take our faith in treatment. God is bigger than treatment. Okay? All right, now, when your faith is intact like it should be, we're going to read our text in a few minutes. When your faith is intact, well, yeah, Lord, all right, all right. When Jesus taught, I want you to study this. No, I'm going to go back this before I go there. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, and I want you to think about your faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I want you to think about your faith now. Think about your faith. Is your faith blind? Is your faith deaf? But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. These have been into the heart of man. So undoubtedly, Romans 10, 17, talking about some other kind of ear. But as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. That's understanding, right? Heart of man. That's understanding, right? The things which God has prepared for them that love him. So if my faith don't understand that it's hearing and seeing and understanding in another dimension, I'm stuck.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm hearing God. I'm thinking I hear him, but I'm not really hearing him. Because eyes have not seen, no ear heard. See, I heard him. See, when you can't hear God, the Bible become a commercial. When you hear God, the Bible become an emerging. You go deeper than the situation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to show you in the 10th verse. When we go to the 10th verse, you're going to see it's emergent. Your faith take you into another dimension.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
When you're hearing the voice of God, you're not only hearing, you're hearing the answer, you're seeing the answer, and you understand the answer is there. No matter whatever, nothing else and nobody else and how many is saying something different. And so I have to train you because we're dealing with something called health that the church know nothing about.
Amen.
Well, I mean, we said, you know, we don't know nothing about it. We 80% sick, you know, the body of Christ. Preachers dying. I mean, we're just sick, been sick. And because we are just trying to use the word of God, but we're disobedient when the revelation comes. And when you're told something, you're too stubborn to break it, to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, get me out of this mess and show me how to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You think when they talk about health, you say, all you're going to talk about is food, food, food. Well, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to cut you. Talk about food or food. You can't expect something to change. Keep doing the same thing. All right. Now, but it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, your faith, the 10th verse now, real faith is a revelation.
Uh-huh.
See, you faith, see, hearing, when you hear real faith, when you operate in real faith, it's a revelation. It's something you have received already.
Yes, sir.
You, your faith, Jesus, God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, all working on it for you.
Uh-huh.
And you received it. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Uh-huh.
For the Spirit what?
Searches.
Here we go. Yeah, what?
The deep things
of God. You think sickness and disease is deep? The deep things of God? No. When you go deeper, you see help. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:13.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 4:13. You know, I'm glad to see you. See how I'm preaching, huh?
Yes,
2 Corinthians 4:13. See? Now, I might not get to my principle tonight. We'll just keep on going. We'll go to part three. We have the same spirit of faith. Jesus, finally, see, when you hear, see, understand, then you're functioning in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Could it be?
Yes, sir.
I have not been functioning in the spirit of faith for help because I heard all the other mess that my ancestors and my family told me that we got to go through. Could it be apostolic help cometh to the body of Christ through Word of Life Christian Center? Could it be we're going to have to be examples to the body of Christ as we step out in this new dimension, in this new power, in this new glory? Is it possible that we're about to step out into another dimension?
Yeah.
Because now I know my faith is hearing,
seeing,
and understanding, believing by revelation, and acting on it. So we have the same spirit of faith as it's written, I believe, and therefore I've spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, did we see that last verse of the chapter? Did we talk about it? The last verse of that chapter. We haven't talked about that. That need to be talked about. Go to the last verse of the chapter. 2 Corinthians 4, last, I think it's the last verse that he got something in there that you need to see. That's it right there. No. While we look, see, now here we go. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, God, listen, I got hundreds of people on the line from all over the country. I got you here. Listen, God, right now, right here, is working on your case. He is showing you something. You cannot, my brother and sister, you cannot have doubt in God. No, you can't. He's unlimited. There's no impossibility to him. You're just going to have to drop them heavy bags you've been carrying. Lay aside that weight. We're going to drop it tonight. This is a whole lot of traditional things we've been carrying, a whole lot of charismatic things we've been carrying, a whole lot of word of faith things we've been carrying, a whole lot of Baptist things we've been carrying. And God can't be who we want to be in our life. So we're going to have to learn how to operate in faith. We're going to learn that my case is not too hard for God. I don't care how long you've been carrying it. Tonight the Lord said, lay it aside. Now, while we're looking at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. What? That's Hebrews 11 and 1, isn't it? For the things which are seen, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anybody got any sickness in their body or any malfunction, I don't care how long it's been, tonight it become. I got a word I want to put there. Temporary. But the things that's seen are eternal. All right, Lord, I'll do it. When your faith hears, sees, and understands, it becomes 1 John 5:4 faith. Go there. Go there.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
All sickness and disease is overcome tonight in our presence. Because our faith is hearing, seeing, and understanding beyond any temporal thing. Anything I can see physically don't control me. Anything I can feel physically don't control me. Faith causes you, we'll look at that. Faith causes you to operate in your resurrection power. You're called to be healthy. Health is your inheritance. And the resurrection power is qualified to do it. But not what you're not eating right. You had the Lord gonna have to help you. Lord, I did so much praying. The Lord got to help. Had to help me. Lord, and still help me. Lord, the Lord got to help you. But let's just go to the natural a little bit here and show you something. Everything you stuck on that is not good for you, if you pay attention and look it up, you can find something in the healthy world. Taste it just as good. Taste just like it. You got to stop being so lazy. And you got to lose your McDonald anointing. Now, what I was thinking, we were talking about overcome, you got that, right? Yes, all right, now, also I'll tell you Jude 20, building your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, need to have that. Now, let's get to our lesson. I'm going to go back over something that I want to recall. Luke chapter 8, and I saw something. God showed me something in this text. And I had to explain all that so when I read the text, you can understand what I'm talking about. If I had not explained to you hearing God's voice consists of hearing, seeing, and understanding in another dimension, when I went to my text, you wasn't going to be able to handle it because you're still in your old faith. I believe. Do you see anything? Do you understand anything? Yes. Are you already there? Come on. See, faith take you where you're going before you get there. Yes. And all you got to do is stay with faith and all that other stuff going on, you know it's temporary. You follow what I'm saying? Now watch what we're in Luke chapter 8. And then the Lord showed me something. My text is actually the 25th verse. But then the Lord said, I want you to show my people something else tonight. I said, all right. Look in the 19th verse. We're dealing with Jesus. Then came to him his mother and his brethren. You see that? And could not come at him for the press. He had so many people around him. His mother. And it was told him, Jesus, by certain words said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. You there?
Yes, sir.
And he answered and said to them, my mother and my brethren are these. Which hear the word of God and do it. Which hear the word of God and do it. Now, a revelation has come to this ministry, an apostolic revelation that is for the whole body of Christ. First, he told me about wealth. Now, he's telling me about health. The revelation is, and we got examples in this church, people's lives will save and change because they followed instruction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes,
cell.
Yes, that's right, cell, C-E-L-L. Cell diseases are not going to change without the right nutrition. I'm preaching now.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to change. You can't keep putting that same stuff in there praying. Disobedience is not heard.
Come on, sir.
And God wants you walking around healthy.
Yes,
he don't want you just talking about losing no weight. I mean, you're going to lose the weight automatically. You're going to lose that toxicity that's on the inside of your body. Y'all, are, y'all stop saying amen when I'm telling you, I'm preaching. Y'all. I'm going to preach it anyway, though. Y'all ain't going to stop me. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all ain't stopping me. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all ain't going to stop me. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, look. Look at now. He that hear the word of God and do it. So when the revelation come to me as your leader and to the world, the revelation come that healing is not God's best. What is God's best?
Help.
But you cannot say one thing and do something else. Once you learn about something, what God revealed to you, don't you wonder why so many good Christians die ahead of time? Don't you wonder why so many, you probably have good people in your family, love God all their life, been praying. Why they get sick and start hurting and you got to put them in hospice and somebody else got to take care of them. You never thought about that? You think God can't do something about that? Look how quiet y'all are. Y'all thank God. See, y'all want that emotional stuff. But you got to emerge, baby. You can't just be out there jumping and clapping your hand. If you gotta dive, you understand, in spiritual things. Spiritual things have you gotta go deeper. You gotta go come out the shadow and get in the real thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't want the shadow of Jesus, I want Jesus.
Yes.
And so you gotta go deeper, and I'm calling you. That's why you're here. I'm calling you to go deeper. I mean, don't be offended when you mess up. That's all right. Keep fighting, man. Finally, you're going to see, you know, I don't even want no pork chop. I don't want no lamb. My daughter-in-law made some cookies for me, and she said something that God gave me a revelation. The cookie was no sugar and all that stuff in it. It had a taste. They tasted with monk fruit, I think you call it. Yeah, that it don't have all that stuff in it to mess your system up. And she said, I taste the cookie. She says, I don't know. I'm headed, but I tell you, I said, that's fine. She said, that's fine. I said, you have lost, you have lost your taste bud. See what she said? No, but the Lord told me she lost her. I just gained mine back. Anybody can identify with me up in here? Yeah, with them flavors? Huh? Yeah, you lost them. You lost them. We've been having some all our life. We've lost them. You see what I'm saying? And they'll come back. You regain them. Yeah, that satanic deception, which seemed like it's so good to you and killing you all the time, won't rule you no more. Because you're going to learn how to make things taste good, but they're going to do you good. Notice the question here, and I'm going to back and pick up why Jesus had the right to ask us this question, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Now, brothers and sisters, I know where your faith is, because I'm your pastor. And I know what God doing to this church now. And I know what God doing to all the people online with me now. What he doing to them is their faith has moved tonight in another dimension. Because you're not going to run with something before you see it. You're not going to run with something before you understand it. So you got to meditate. Joshua 1:8, till it come out. Well, you see it, you hear it, you see it, you understand it, you know how to do it. Verse 25 is our text. That's what I got to do. I put it in a deeper dimension. Do you have faith for divine help? There's no other kind of help. There's no medical help. Medical is a treatment, is help, but it's not help. Only God can give you help. He said to the woman, thy faith have made you whole. Nobody else could help her. She got her hand on the hem of his garment. Man, I smell help. I'm smelling, I smell health. I smell like healthy people. Mm-hmm. Living a long, satisfied life. Happy, happy. Don't even have to worry. Look, you eat right, you don't have to worry about weight. Weight leave you. Weight just leave. If you eat right, weight just leave. See, your body wasn't made to be overweight. It can because you're not eating right. When you can eat all you want. When you eat right, you can eat all you want. You can eat, just keep eating. Sweet potatoes. Ice, but you can eat them. But I don't mess with no oil. But you women, you women don't cook no more though. Mama and them used to cook. Mama wore her apron all day long. She just kept her apron on. And my daddy didn't want her to work. She just had the house walking around with her apron on. All right. And he said unto them, I want you to hear him talking to you now.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you got your iPad or your phone or your Bible, and he said unto them, very important, I got that underlined, and he said unto them, all right? Now, when something is said, something can be heard, something can be seen, and something can be understood when it's coming from Jesus or coming from God or coming from his word. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, that means they ain't got no faith, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? Now, listen to me now. Listen to me because I'm going to take you somewhere. What manner of man is this? The manner of man faith would make you be. The reason you can't recognize him because you have not put your potentials in place as of yet. The manner of man he was is the manner of man or woman he called you to be. And when he give you his word and he give you his faith, he's giving you himself. His anointing, his authority, his ability become yours when you operate in faith, hearing, seeing, and understanding. That's his call to the body of Christ. That's his call to us.
Yes.
He wants us to see beyond a commercial.
Yes.
He made your body.
Yes.
He made your body. God made your body a built-in physician. Your body is designed, good God Almighty. Your body is designed to heal itself if you give it the right stuff. It's designed. I mean, it's designed. And the body of Christ, that's why the body of Christ need to hear this. These people all over the world, they need to hear this. They need to hear it apostolically that God is ready for a healthy church. You ain't gonna die ahead of time. And you ain't gonna be on no sick bed, somebody else feeding you, somebody else cleaning you. No, you're gonna live out your long, satisfied life in the name that is above every name. And I don't want this just to be emotional. I want this to emerge in your conscience, emerge in your imagination, emerge in your mind, emerge in your soul. Know who you are. No, things have changed. Know that there are other pandemics and other stuff coming, but your immune system is going to be so strong. Because you're going to know how to your immune system is not going to be neutralized. It's going to be full of neutrons. Right. Sit down. I'm going to try to close here. So when he said to them, where's your faith? Meaning that they're supposed to have faith. And they were supposed to do what he did. When he talked to it, they had the same divine right. Faith gives you the same divine right that Jesus had. Now let me try. He said to them, where's your faith? And they being afraid. See, when you don't have faith, you're afraid. And you'll be wondering. Afraid and wondering. Then you got to, when you're like that, you got to talk to people like you. You see in the text, you see it, Brad? You see, saying one to another.
Right.
Yeah. You see it? Who see it? Yeah, you talk to people because you come to me and say, I say, you shouldn't have it. Say, you don't want to talk to me. See, you see it? I might want to talk to you. You say, no, you shouldn't have that. This is what you got to do about it. What? I got the chain?
Yes, sir.
What? I got to shop different when I go to the grocery? Why you think I taught you about money? I taught you about money so you can go to Whole Foods. Y'all ain't going to be going to half food. I done taught y'all enough about money. Y'all going to get half food. I told y'all, I've taught y'all when y'all got enough money to go to Whole Foods. Y'all still buying half food? I couldn't let that pass. That's a good one. Look at the last part of the voice. And they obey him.
Yes, sir.
Same thing due to you now. Now, why could Jesus jam those boys with such a pregnant question? Where's your faith? They were supposed to have it. Look back in verse 22. I got read in 25 in my Bible, and I got read in 22.
Yes,
I don't know what you got. You. Yes, now, it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. Look at it again. I want you to underline this now. And he said unto them. Back up in verse 25. And he said unto them. Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. That's a route. Let us go to hell. That's a route. If you do what you're told to do, it's a route. If you don't do it, I know you didn't do it. Because my question is, where's your faith? Yeah, but I pray in tongue 3 hours. Yeah, what you at? We know tongue don't get it there. Now, when you're violating physical laws, every preacher in the world should be hearing me. Every pastor, all of them.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know some know, you understand? But it ain't a large number. The congregation just die. Because they think faith is just hearing. All right. Hearing, seeing. What he said, though? Let me go back to that. What he said? Let's go another side, right?
Yes,
I said, don't matter what come up between it.
Right. That's right.
What come up between This side and the other side don't make no difference no more now. Because Jesus, if I heard his voice, Jesus, what he's saying, we're going to the other side. He said, let us. That's why the faith was. That's why he asked him, where's your faith? You didn't get it when I told you, let's go to the other side? What the storm don't make no difference? Why your faith? Why you couldn't stand up and say, peace be still like I did? Huh? All right, let me go. I'm going to try to get one or two points out to you. Hearing, seeing, understanding, believing, speaking, and acting on, upon. The word healing and help are not the same words. Many will say, yes, I got faith. Then why are you sick and you think you're well? Why are you sick and you think you're well? See, a lot of people think they're well because they got something to cover it up with. Because why do you think you're well? Watch this now, it's going to hurt a little bit. Because you have the symptoms smothered. Faith produces substance and do not sell it for substitute. I'm going over a few things. I want y'all to get this. And then the Lord told me, says, tell my children, watch out. You may have a set of facts about health without truth within about health. And your faith is not working. I'm going to go over this because I'm going to give you another one. But I might give you one. Ask yourself the question, am I working against my faith for help? Well, what does that mean now? Am I working against my faith for help? Am I fighting a good fight of faith or am I fighting my faith? That'll settle down in a few minutes. Am I fighting the good fight of faith or am I fighting my faith? Most of the time, my brothers and sisters, most of the time, you're fighting your faith because you didn't know. But now God bringing it to you and he telling you how to do it. And you ain't broke. Your faith for help has been raped by commercials and convenience. Wow. Now think about that. Commercial and convenience. Yeah, I mean, just wrap it up. It's in the bag. I was at the window. By the time you say it on the speaker, by the time you get there, they got to wrap up. It's hot. I was looking at something the other day. You know, they got people that are paying millions of dollars. See, let's talk about a honey bun. They make you smell it. They got a way to got it where you smell it with the paper on it. And then when you open it up, it got another scent. Then another good spray of scent, you know. Then they get in your mouth, you got another flavor. They're working on it all the time. Yeah. It's about money, baby. That's good, Dad. Ain't nobody make nothing convenient for you. They don't care nothing about you. It's about money. You talking about I can pick it up fast. Yeah, you can pick it up fast. All right. You got it about rape by commercial?
Yes, sir.
And convenient?
Yes, sir.
I want you to think of them two words now. Commercial, convenient. I just wish the Lord, you start acting crazy. I wish the Lord just holler, commercial. Convenient. It is time for us to take our faith for health back and yield to the health of God today. You agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Health is a kingdom of God gift for you.
Yes, sir.
receive it by being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
All right, you got that?
Yes, sir.
You got the next thing now. Hell has been, you listening?
Yes,
demonically blocked.
Yes,
to make God look bad. In the name of Jesus, hell is loosed in the body of Christ. Say it with me. In the name of Jesus, hell is loosed in the body of Christ. One more time. In the name of Jesus, hell is loosed in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, hell is loosed in my body right now. In the name of Jesus, hell is released in my body right now. I'm healed.
Thank you, Lord.
I will live a long, satisfied life. Because now I know what to do. See, now you need to study. You need to go on YouTube, go on and watch. Some of them children might not know what they're talking about. You know when they know what they're talking about. And watch them and see how they're making those meals and how to fix things. And how and let the man tell you how to never have a heart attack. I told you, your heart does not attack you. You're attacking your heart. The devil don't have the fault. Y'all don't put on the devil. They put the devil the red tail of the fall. Who got the fall? I know, but we got the fall. All right, sit down. I ain't through yet. You got hell to the kingdom gift, right? Hell had been the body block, right? In the name of Jesus, hell is loosing the body of Christ, right? I won't say this again here. Emotional commercials versus emerging in the truth. Emotional commercials versus emerging in the truth going to determine how your health going to come out. You got that? All right, let me try to get, because I'm going to get the one man point for our clothes. We must move from emotion in the flesh to emerging in the spirit. Turning from the flesh to your faith. Turning from your flesh to your faith. Don't let your flesh be making all them decisions and leaving your faith out. And don't think what I'm talking about is a dry, dreary, how people try to make you feel dead, unhappy, unsatisfied, old-fashioned, a locked-down life. We loving ourselves. We having a good time.
Yes,
she's. I said, she. I know better. I've been here many years. I know better.
Yes, sir.
I've been on both sides of the road, brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, pretending and ducking and carrying on. You ain't going to be ducking. Now, I don't know how many of y'all know how to spell manipulation. Anybody know how to spell manipulation? Huh? What's the first word? No, the first word. Uh-huh. That's where you held at. That's where you held at. You've been being manipulated since you were a child. I have. You? Who else gonna be with me here? Manipulated. Stop being manipulated. Manipulation is turning from God to man. It's a hand Satan wants you to play with and be a loser every time. I'm gonna get to the scripture in a few minutes. think it was my son and somebody else said it. If you repeat a lie long enough, it will appear as the truth. Why we got, you got 4,000 people praying for a man he died. That don't add up. You got 2,000 preachers praying for a preacher and the preacher died. That don't add up. You say, well, maybe it was his time. What time? Actually, the Bible says 120. Three score 10 is not your number, baby. No, the Bible, Genesis 6:3 said 120. That's about as long as God can put up with you down here. See, my spirit is not going to be with man always. Let me sell you. Let me run. Oh, my. When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need. I heard a woman say that today. That's powerful, isn't it? Yes, sir. All right, let me go over these two and I'm going to give you one verse to go on. I'm going to go over these two first two. I went over these two principles Sunday and I repeated a lot of stuff tonight because when you're drilling like this, you got to repeat it over and over again and let the anointing, because the impartation is going on. Not only revelation, the impartation. My anointing is coming out there over you and wherever you are. You follow me? Now, without truth, willingness, and obedience, you cannot please God. I'm going to spit these scriptures out. Hebrews 11:6, Matthew 6:33, Isaiah 1:19. Hebrews 11:6, Matthew 6:33, Isaiah 1:19. Next one. Faith is acting on the word, knowing there's no impossible help. Get that? There's no sickness that make your health impossible. And we're talking about prevention and reversing. Listen. Prevention and reversing. We're talking about food becoming your medicine. What? You lack it enough to die for it? Are you lacking enough to die with it? Huh? You love that more than you love Jesus then. Because Jesus told you to come die with him. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He needs you to live a long time. Those of you here got to help me carry this vision. Mark 10:27 and Mark 9:23. I'm going to take you to this one. Turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke, this is this third principle on this sermon. I've been, all the other stuff I tell you, I wasn't getting to the principle. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I'm going to show you this and I want you to hear this. This is so powerful. I'm going to make the principle to you. I'm going to tell you what we're going to pull from Luke 10. I'll tell you what verse in a minute. And I'm going to close on that. You must settle down for this kind of faith. For it is rare and many are too busy to see it. What we're about to look at. This hearing faith, this seeing faith, this understanding faith. You must settle down for this kind of faith. In other words, because you're going to have a lot of people who are going to come up with a conversation to you that I wouldn't do that. They're going to go with Peter on top of the house when he saw that vision, and the Lord said, don't call him that. Now, he wasn't talking about Eden. He was talking about the Gentiles and the Jew. We're just looking for the scapegoat to poison ourselves. Huh? See, well, Jesus fed the multitude with fish. I wondered if they had any toxicity. And I wondered if they had any truckloads of fish they're trying to get to the supermarket. And they had to shoot it up to make it last till they get there. Pollution with your food, pollution with the pill. How your body gonna hold up to that? They said, man, he lived to be 80 years old. How? Was he up and around? Or you had to feed him? Listen to me, Jerusalem. Listen. You must settle down for this kind of faith, for it is rare and many is too busy to see. You ready? You want me to read? Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Watch what happened. Now it came to pass that they went, he entered to a certain village, Jesus did. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Now listen what the Lord said. Some people are too busy for this kind of faith. They won't do everything else. They won't sing, dance. They won't do everything else. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, Ladoo, Ladoo, Rana, Rana, Larry, Larry, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And look what the next statement said. Look what the next statement said. Look what the next statement said. It didn't come automatic. Your health is not coming automatic.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to make choices. Joshua got so anointed one day, choose the day whom you will serve. Me and my house going to serve the Lord. But I'm on my boys right now. I'm on them right now. I said, God didn't give us this assignment. Everybody going to be on this. Because you won't be able to take this ministry over. It's going to be too far ahead of you. Because they got people going to hear this and going to live this life. And then if I back off the scene and you come to take it over, and there you don't even know what to do. The ministry too high for you. That ain't apostle. Look at him. Y'all got solid. But one thing is needful. And Mary have what?
Chosen.
Chosen what?
Good
that good part. Watch out now. Watch out. Watch out. Your health never be taken no more. What shall not be taken away from her. Listen what's been happening to us. John 10:10. He been doing it. He's a thief. He's a liar. And he had this hit from the church. We had healing revival. Do you know a revival is too, the word revival is too limited for hell?
Wow.
We're talking about a health reformation. We're talking about a structure and thinking on the inside and the outside change. I'll be dealing with it. I'll preach a series on health reformation and give you the definition of what reformation is. Reformation don't respect religion. It don't respect denomination. It don't respect culture. It don't respect ethnic. It doesn't respect economy. It doesn't respect nothing. It's a reformation. It just brings things back in the way it should be. He brought them out with silver and gold. That was not. We're going home. We're going to live the life that God wants to live. Now, don't be condemned, because it may not sound like it, but I'm preaching with compassion. I'm not judging you, but I'm jerking you. Because almost every person that I had to deal with, they could be alive today. As I learned, I didn't know. A lot of times I didn't know. But I mean, almost every case, they still could be alive. Got to make a choice. You got to ask the Lord to help you. Y'all research everything else on them computers and stuff. Find out what's killing you. Get on them computers. Get on there. My wife and I are always looking. We're learning. Every day we're learning something. My cook in here, she's learning. She's fixing all different kind of meals every day. Got to. We got to be here.
Yes, sir.
I want you here with me.
Yes, sir.
Fight, God dog it, fight. Don't go by your feeling. Don't get the fussing. Your feeling go to fussing with you. Don't let that happen, children. Y'all online, ladies and gentlemen. Some of y'all new faces to me. You here for a reason, because what's going to happen? The Lord told me that to keep this church open for people all over the world, they finna put screens all around this church. And then when we come back, we're coming back slowly. We're coming back in. We're not gonna let no visitors in until the Lord tell me. When I bring the church back, there's gonna be members in here. But those of you, He said, all my partners in New York, Germany, different places, God give all y'all a private jet. You know what that private jet is? Well, yet now you came through here tonight in a private jet. You don't know where you, wherever you came from, you here just like that. You put them screens up there. And I got secret disciples. I got disciples don't want nobody to know. That's all right with me. Just get on the line. We won't put you on the screen. Jesus had secret disciples. Yeah, they want it, but right now they don't want nobody to know. But as soon as they come out after that, they'll come out, you know. But right now they're kind of scared, you know. See, that man telling them people what to eat. No, that man telling them people what not to eat. You watch what you have. Watch what happened. And the family, so like your family need to be together on it. See, your two daughters there and you and your wife, y'all need to be together on it. And get together on it, and them girls and get the fixing stuff. Man, you say, man, my God, you got the money. I know you got the money. I know you got the money, boy. I know you got it. And just, you know, I mean, it's a shift. It's a change. But you can make it. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. On them holidays, they're going to want you to eat all kind of stuff. Just take a pee. So, no, I brought my stuff with me. Go ahead. Some of them not going to like you. I got saved. I'm going to close. I got saved. And one of her uncles, when I was out in the street, he knew me. I got born again. So they made the announcement, my life started changing. Her uncle said, he done messed the whole family up. He dead, though. He dead. And he wasn't no old man. He died young. But he said, he done messed the whole family. In other words, I'm not out there acting fool, so I done messed the whole family up. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what it's going to seem like. If you start eating right, they're going to say, you done messed the whole family up. You can handle that.
Yes, sir.
I'll see y'all. I'll see y'all Sunday. Y'all come on in Sunday. And I'll probably add some more people Sunday. Y'all just come in, because I'm going to put people all up in the balcony where they can spread out. And remember, the restroom facilities are designed. No germ there, because you don't want to touch nothing. Okay? I just carry them boys, give y'all the guideline, what I want y'all to do for a while. and keep those guidelines up. And just because you see so-and-so, you don't have to run and hug them. Get your tail out there and get in the car and go home. Yeah, because I got to watch out for y'all. You know what I'm saying? If they understand, just hey, here you go. And go on about your business. All right, you got it?